just like a cracker factory had caught on fire. There was crackers going absolutely every which way direction. No indication of where they're going to head next. The lack of control.
For one night of the year, the Northern Territory lights up in sparks. Smoke and the sound of explosions take over the sky.
Just the sheer excitement of seeing all the Territorians jumping for joy for their Territory Day and letting off fireworks.
The country's last cracker night. 4 decades after other states banned the fireworks free-for-all, it's a remnant of a bygone era.
We have never laughed so much for so long. We had tears running down our cheeks. The carnage which so many fireworks can create.
Ian Troutback and his wife travelled the length of the country, from Victoria to Darwin, just to get back for Territory Day.
We were here last year and enjoyed it so much we thought, well, we'll do this again.
228 tonnes of fireworks were imported to the Territory ahead of the big night.
We intend to have a little bit of a dabble this year. We didn't dabble last year, we just watched.
Fireworks can only be bought between the hours of 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Saturday the 1st of July.
This year we might slash out and perhaps get a $20 box. I love the big mortars. The bigger the better. But I don't know if I'll get that in my $20 box.
Territorians are allowed to detonate fireworks for 5 hours between 6 and 11 p.m. There are size and decibel limits on what can be let off, but there aren't many other rules.
Some were very well orchestrated, but gee whiz, how there was nobody killed that night, like, it's got me beat. And I can see why we are the Never Never down in Victoria have banned fireworks. But I suppose you can work quite well with 9 fingers, you know, what's the odd finger or two, and maybe glasses for the rest of your life.
Other Australian states ended cracker night in the 80s for safety reasons.
But it brought back memories of childhood. Being 65 now, all right, 66. Cracker night back in those days, you'd have this wonderful big bonfire and you'd get there and at twilight and light the fire up and mum and dad would come with your penny bungers and all the rest. It's a long time ago, but it was once again brilliant. There's nothing like the smell of gunpowder at night time, you know, the serenity of it all. It was absolutely brilliant, you know, to hear the fire brigade running from one fire which had started off in one direction and 10 minutes later heading off in the opposite direction trying to put out another fire. Our car has got a slight dent in the side of it from a projectile which didn't go up into the sky. It went sideways, not from us, from another participant of Territory Day. So we have a lot of fond memories. We've still got our 5 fingers on each hand, so we're basically happy.
A lot of Territorians say the night's like a war zone. There's always hospitalisations, and it can get pretty scary.
Couldn't agree more, and if that's what the Vietnam War was like, God help the soldiers. It was like a war zone.
Yeah, there are dangers, but for a lot of people, it's a thrilling night to let go of rules.
It is wonderful to get away from the nanny state. You know, we can't even walk down the footpath without it being shaved and or a red or yellow stripe put on it. If you want to lose a finger or two, well, go for it. You know, there's plenty of people at the hospital to put it back on, hopefully, but what a lovely state of affairs that you can be responsible for your own actions.